as he's walking through the valley of the shadow of death, the emphasis is the presence of the Lord, and we see what that presence of God does. And again, it's the not just the general omnipresence of God, but the gracious presence of God. It says, "Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me." That is, as he's walking through the valley of the shadow of death. We've looked at the rod. Now we want to look at the staff. Again, it's two separate instruments. The staff was, of course, a sort of like a cane. It was a slender stick, several feet long, had a crook or hook at one end, and that was for the purpose of grasping and lifting the sheep. The staff was also primarily was used to guide the sheep, and of course speaks of the guidance of the Lord. The very idea of a shepherd speaks of guidance. It's one of the first things that comes to our mind if we think of a shepherd. And of course, the Lord is our guide. In Psalm 32 and verse 8, and again, sheep need guidance. Without it, they will die. They will be destroyed because they will wander from a green pasture. They will wander from that pasture that is beneficial to them. That's the nature of a sheep. It is also the nature of a child of God. Without God's guidance, we will wander from the Lord's pastures. In verse 8 of Psalm 32, I will instruct thee. It's a promise from God. And teach thee. Now there's a difference. Instruction, of course, is necessary for teaching. But the two are really not the same thing. Teaching is the result of the instruction. It means that we understand the instruction. Again, you can instruct someone, but if they never, ever follow that instruction, then have they really been taught? Not really, because that's to be taught something is we understand it. So I will instruct thee and teach thee two different things in the way which thou shalt go. I will guide thee. And here's one of the ways that God guides, with mine eye. I will guide thee with mine eye. In Psalm 48 and verse 14, for this is our God forever and ever. He will be our guide even unto death. He will be our guide even unto death. Now there is great comfort in the guidance of the Lord. Notice in Psalm 73, verse 24. Thou shalt guide me with thy counsel. Okay, we see that he guides with his eye. That's just his presence, by the way. He guides us with his presence. And now he will guide thee with thy counsel, which kind of goes along with his instruction, and afterward receive me to glory. So he guides with his counsel, and then there's an afterward. We are received by him, which means his guidance, his counsel does what? It draws us closer to the Lord. God's guidance never draws you further from God. If something takes you further from God, it wasn't God that did that. God's counsel, God's guidance never does that. It always draws you closer to the Lord. In Psalm 78 and verse 14, this of course refers to God's guidance of the children of Israel with the pillar of cloud and fire. In the daytime also he led them with a cloud, and all night with a light of fire. Verse 53, and he led them unsafely, so that they feared not, but the sea overwhelmed their enemies. Psalm 80, verse 1, give ear, O shepherd of Israel. This is a prayer. Thou that leadest Joseph like a flock, or leadest Joseph like a flock, and thou that dwellest between the cherubims shine forth. So he leads like a shepherd would lead the sheep, which brings in the staff. In Psalm 107 and verse 7, he led them forth by the right way. God always leads in the right way. Always does. He doesn't lead in the wrong way. He leads in the right way. If you end up in the wrong place or the wrong way, don't blame God. And he led them forth by the right way, that they might go to a city of habitation. In Psalm 136, verse 16, to him which led his people through the wilderness, for his mercy endureth forever. God's guidance includes his mercy, not giving us what we deserve. Psalm 139, verses 9 and 10. I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea. Even there shall thy hand lead me. So he guides by his eye, he guides by his instruction, he guides by his counsel, he guides by his hand. Shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall show me up, hold me up, which again speaks of his presence. So God gives guidance to his people. There's great comfort in the Lord's guidance. Now the shepherd might take that staff and hold it against the, put it out, and it's really an extension of the shepherd's arm is what it is, and just kind of hold it against the side of some sheep. And he does that to guide the sheep. That's all he has to do, is reach that staff out, just put it on the side, just gently put it on the side of the sheep, and he's guiding that sheep. And that sheep, of course, feels that staff, which is, in reality, feeling the presence of the shepherd. So he might put it on the side of the sheep to redirect the sheep. Perhaps the sheep is starting to wander out this way, so he will put that staff out to redirect the sheep. Now I imagine that if the sheep would continue to go astray, he might take out the rod and use that, be more aggressive. But either way, he directs the sheep, and there's great comfort in knowing that the Lord redirects us. He redirects us. But you got to be able to feel the Lord redirecting. Most of God's people are not in a position to be led. They really aren't. I mean, and all you got to do is look around. They're really not in a position to feel God's presence. Feel that staff just on our side, gently on our side. And if when he lays the staff gently on our side, if we would obey, things are pretty easy. Things are pretty enjoyable. And we keep insisting, he's going to redirect with a little more force, and now things are going to get more difficult. So, God leads us, and we're to pray for such. We're to always pray for God's direction. In Psalm 80 and verse 3, Psalm 80, verse 3, turn us again. That's a prayer. Turn us again. That implies that they've gone the wrong way. So the prayer is, Lord, turn us. He does not dictate how the Lord should turn him, just, Lord, turn us. In other words, we leave that to you. He can do so in a gentle way. He can do so in a not so gentle way. But that ought to be our prayer. Cause thy face to shine, and we shall be saved, or we shall be delivered. Cause thy face to shine is his presence. That's how he turns us. That's how we feel him turning us, just like the sheep with that staff gently touching its side, feels the presence of the shepherd. Psalm 85, verse 4, turn us, O God, of our salvation. And he pleads for mercy without saying so, and calls thine anger toward us to cease. So he uses the staff to redirect the sheep. And we need redirection many times in our life. I dare say there's probably not a day that goes by that we don't need redirection, whether it just be in our thought process. But the shepherd, it's important we stay near to the shepherd so we can feel his presence with us and guide us. So there's the comfort of the staff. The staff also was used as a means of contact with the sheep. We said he would lay it gently on the side of the shepherd, or he might, that's when he's guiding him or redirecting him, he'd lay it on the side of the shepherd. And sometimes he would just lay the staff on the back of the sheep. And again, that sheep knows, again, it's like an extension of the shepherd's arm. There's contact. There's contact. The shepherd has made contact with the sheep. He is reminding that sheep. Perhaps the sheep, something startles the sheep and becomes fearful or agitated. And the shepherd will just lay gently that staff on its back, and the sheep has been reminded. God is there. The shepherd is there. And that brings comfort to the sheep. And how many times God very gently reminds us, I am here. I am here. And that fixes a lot of things. That takes care of a lot of emotions. I am here. One of the most precious names of God in the Bible is Jehovah Shammah. Jehovah Shammah. It only appears one time. Notice, and it's the Hebrew translation of that, Jehovah Shammah. Ezekiel 48 and verse 35. Ezekiel 48, verse 35. It was round about 18,000 measures, and the name of the city from that day shall be, and here it is, the Lord is there. That's the Hebrew Jehovah Shammah. The Lord, that's Jehovah, is there, is Shammah. Jehovah Shammah. The Lord is there. That's true everywhere. The Lord is there. But how wonderful it is when God reminds us, I am here. I am here. All he has to do is reach out just like the shepherd would lay that staff on the back of a sheep. That's all he has to do to remind us, I am here. God doesn't have to grab us and shake us. Sometimes he does. But gentle reminder, just a gentle reminder, I am here. And it takes care of a lot of things. Notice what the psalmist said in Psalm 139 and verse 8. If I ascend up into heaven, thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there. That's two extremes. And God is there. We don't always realize that. And sometimes we may even feel that God isn't there. We don't feel his presence. But how wonderful it is when God assures us that he is there. And the sheep always need that assurance. So the staff is used to direct the sheep. The staff is used to redirect the sheep, and probably more that than directing to redirect, which is, of course, a form of directing. And he does so by, again, just putting the staff out, keep them from going over here or over here. And the staff is also used to just simply make contact with the sheep. And what a wonderful, wonderful thing, and what comfort there is when God makes contact with the sheep. You and I can make contact with the Lord through prayer. But that won't help you near as much as God making contact with you. Big difference. Big, big, big difference. And that's what we need, is God making contact with us. There's rest there. There's courage there. There's strength there. There's comfort there. And the staff was also used, and we'll stop, we'll pick up here next week, to rescue the sheep. Because of the sheep's nature, because of the sheep's foolishness, they need rescuing all the time. And so it is with God's people. Again, sheep are not intelligent animals. It is not by accident that the Lord compares his people to sheep. It's not by accident. And sheep get themselves in all kinds of trouble. But the Lord, the shepherd, is there to rescue the sheep time and time and time again. He rescues his sheep, and so the Lord rescues his people. Let's look to the Lord, word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we again thank you, Lord, for this day. We thank you, Lord, for your goodness to us, and we just pray today that you'd be with us in a very special way, that you would make contact with each and every one, whatever the need might be. We just pray, Lord, that you would be with us in a special way this day. Cause us, Lord, to go from here closer to thee and more like thee. And we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.